Shalom, and welcome to this week's Word from Paul. My name is Paul, and I'm Director of Come to Zion Ministry and Inspired Faith Broadcasting. And I bring to you every week a word that the Lord puts in my heart. And this week, it is called Study and Learn. And I ask you, if you have anything you'd like to say about what I say, all you have to do is send me an email, paul@inspiredfaith.org, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. This week, we're going to talk about study and learn. If we read 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." This is from the King James Version, by the way. That's what I read from. This is one of the most misunderstood passages in the Bible. There's plenty, but I think this is the most misunderstood. Everyone, especially new believers, are told and instructed to study as they become new believers. So immediately, you're given a list of books. Immediately given a list of books to read. Many people who want to help the new believer, and sometimes people that actually want to help the more mature believer, they even give them the books to study. And they say, "Look what I found. This writer really understands what God meant. This writer really understands what Jesus meant. You really have to read this. It is good. It will help you." Well, let me tell you, folks, when Paul wrote to Timothy to exhort him to study, it was not to run out and buy books at the nearest bookstore. There was only one book to study, Devar Adonai, God's Word. If we look at 2 Timothy 2:15 from the Greek, we get a sentence more, instead of like, "Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth of the word," we get Timothy, "Earnestly exhibit yourself to be acceptable to God, a worker not ashamed to straightly cut the word of truth." What a difference it makes. Exhibit yourself to be acceptable to God. In 2:7 in 2 Timothy, it says, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." But from the Greek, what we get is, "Exercise your mind with that which I say, and the Lord will give you a mental putting together of all things." What a difference it makes. Now, we have the idea. Paul is telling Timothy, and us too, by the way, because it's word for us, do as God is telling us to do so we are acceptable to Him. Do not let someone judge you, but walk with God's truth no matter what. Use your mind. Think on what God says, and God will make it clear to you. Look, we must apply the Hebraic way of thinking and learning to all of God's Word from Genesis to Revelation. Why? The inspired Word of God, the God-breathed Word, was spoken to and written by the house of Israel, the Hebrews. And the Hebrews had and still have a certain way of thinking and learning that God showed them long time ago. Staying in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and thou hast assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Verse 15 says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Messiah Yeshua." Paul tells Timothy to rely on the scriptures he learned as a child. Remember, the last part of the Bible, which people call the New Testament, was not written at that time. Paul is instructing Timothy to keep God's word, Devar Adonai, squarely in front of him. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, you cannot know the last part of the Bible if you don't have an understanding of the first part. The first part shows and teaches us how God wants us to live and to think. Yeshua comes to make it even clearer for us, because we still, at that point, had not really gotten all we needed from the first part of the Bible. We didn't see the whole picture yet. But he certainly didn't come to change anything, but just to explain it to us. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Again, these words are spoken before the last part of the Bible has been written. All scriptures. Now, if you take it directly from the Greek, it says every writing, God-spirited and beneficial toward teaching, toward conviction, toward building up, and towards disciplining injustice. It brings a little bit of a different understanding. We see that it says in there reproof. I don't see the word reproof. We're supposed to build up. We are to be disciplined in God's justice. When Yeshua left us, God sent to us through Yeshua the Holy Spirit to be our guide and comforter. So even when Yeshua left, he knew we were going to have trouble understanding. John 14:26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The Holy Spirit is our guide and our comforter, and we must allow the Holy Spirit to do his job. We need to go back to the Word of God as it was in the first century. We must remove from our minds all of the doctrine and dogma we have been taught by man's invented religions, and return and remember what our Lord gave us through the spilling of his blood. We also were given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to guide us in every step, to be a check on what is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Romans 15:4, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, and that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." And again, this reads this way from the Greek. "The previously written were prescribed for our instruction, so through being consistent and being exhorted by the scripture, it will give us confidence." For whatsoever things are written aforetime were given for our learning. The previously written were prescribed for our instruction, so that through being consistent and being exhorted by the scripture, Devar Adonai, it will give us confidence to step forward. Hallelujah. Again and again, the Father says, "Listen to me. Shema Yisrael. Listen to me." Hallelujah. It's so important that we listen to what he says. Look, every time I hear it preached that only the natural seed of Abraham, Israel, needs to follow all of God's word, it saddens me that we have wandered that far away from his word. I heard just a day ago that if you're not natural Israel, you can make Sabbath any day you please. My heart weeps when I hear things like this. Our Father only has one way of dealing with his people. There are not two or three or ten ways. One way to deal with us all. Now, actually, I can believe Gentiles can do as they please if they choose to be Gentiles. But who is a Gentile? Ephesians 2, 11 through 13 tells us what God thinks a Gentile is. Wherefore, remember that you, being in past times Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision of the flesh made by hands. In other words, the Jews, the house of Israel, called you Gentiles. That at that time you were without Christ the Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise that the Lord has given to Israel, having no hope without God in the world. But now, in Messiah Yeshua, you who were sometimes far off are made close by the blood of Christ. If you were not the natural house of Israel, you, through Christ, were made part of the house of Israel and are no longer Gentiles. Now, no longer being Gentiles, what do you call yourselves? Israel. Hallelujah. As you read the word, remember who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for clarifying things to us. Hallelujah. Avinu b'shamayim, our Father in heaven. Toda Abba al kol davar shata osei bishvelenu. Thank you, Father, for everything you do for us. Toda lachazdecha v'rachamecha. Thank you for your grace and mercy, Father. Father, we ask you to touch the hearts of these people who see a split in your word. We ask that you open the eyes of their hearts and let them see the truth. Soften their hearts, circumcise their hearts so they can see your truth from within. Hallelujah. We raise this request up to you, Father, together as believers, united in the body of the Messiah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, King of the Jews, the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to Paul's Word this week. And if you have anything that you would like to comment, write me about, all you have to do is send an email to paul@inspiredfaith.org. If you have questions, I'll help you in any way I can. Also, visit our website, www.cometozion.org. There's a whole lot of writings on there. There's new stuff coming all the time. It's a great source of resources on walking with the Lord, His way and not man's way. There's nothing there you have to buy. There's nothing there you have to do anything but download if you want it. We don't sell it, God's word. We simply give it. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. See you next week. Same time, same place.